You're famous, but yeah. Not
personal. Guys, that's it. Close the door behind you.
Okay. Okay, let's go. I hope you hear me correctly, people in the side and in the room and people online. So yeah, let's begin. Thanks for them for having me today and to talk about Cluster API and Kubernetes. Thanks you to come here. That's quite impressive to see the room being fully packed. Yeah, I hope you will learn things. I hope you will discover things. That's the most important. And you will get some stuff to continue to investigate at home. So the goal of this talk is to give you a brief introduction to Cluster API, to get the key elements in your head and to get the terminology and what's currently going on in the in the Cluster API ecosystem. So spoiler alert, I'm not a Cluster API expert. I don't contribute directly to the Cluster API code base, but I'm involved in various development like Cluster API OpenStack provider. So we'll see that further. Before starting, let me quickly introduce myself. I work as a Flatcar engineer inside Microsoft. Flatcar is an operating system designed to run container workloads. If you want to learn more about Flatcar, you can go at 5:15, see my teammate Tilo talk about Flatcar. It's a deep dive introduction, and it will give you the key elements about this operating system. But that's not the purpose of this today. Outside of work, I'm involved in various associations like SRE France, which is a DevOps association where we organize meetups and conferences in France and in Paris and in France. So if you want to talk in a meetup or if you're interested to organize something, let me know. Context. The context is Kubernetes. Kubernetes is quite the answer to everything today. So if you want to deploy something small, something big, there is a likely big chance that you're going to use Kubernetes. So to me, it becomes a great standard. I think we can say this term. So yeah, that's the cool thing with Kubernetes. You can deploy small thing and big things, and it works. And it works in the same way if it's a big thing or if it's a small thing. Something to know about Kubernetes is that you have two aspects of this technology. You can consume Kubernetes, means you deploy your application on it, and that's cool. And you have also to deploy and maintain the Kubernetes cluster. So you can do both if you want to. You can do only one aspect of the other. But today, let's focus on the deploy and maintain Kubernetes cluster and not how to use Kubernetes cluster. Two or three weeks ago, I was on Twitter checking some news, what's going on in the tech industry, and I've seen a tweet of a person I've met in different conferences, a tweet about, hey guys, what if I write a book to describe all the ways to deploy Kubernetes? So it was an idea like that, and he got some traction in the end about this idea. And he started to draft a list